debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. We can't have any big fancy intros and stuff because, you know, the world that we live in within the copyright, Willie, they'll copyright, you know, infringe on us, and then you can't, you know, make 16 cents on the deal.
Oh.
Let me see.
Go in dry?
You got to kind of go in dry and then spit it up as you go.
Is that how you like it?
Have you ever? No. It's kind of cool to worm in dry.
Mm.
And then, yeah, sometimes you worm in dry, and then you kind of create your own glue.
Yeah.
And she becomes increasingly slicker and slicker as you're laying the coals to her more and more.
Which is even hotter because she's really into it.
Right. It's like when you hit the kneecap, Lummy, on the reactionary deal. Even if she wasn't trying to get wet.
She is going to get
wet. She's going to get wet.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're over there and she worms it in and it just stays dry, well, then you're not such a good lover.
Nothing worse than fucking sandpaper pussy.
Huh.
Easy.
What?
Sandpaper pussy.
That's what you got, Anna.
Yep.
Maybe, maybe not.
Anna, you think the guys that ever had sex with you go back and tell their boys, man, that was some good shit?
No.
I hope so. Hey! I hope so.
Because that's what guys do.
Like?
Guys are like, no, Lummy, we're going to have to like rewind a couple years when you weren't even dating, like when Ashley wasn't even your life, because, you know, we wouldn't be speaking about that now.
No, of course not.
Way before she was born.
Of course.
But like,
not Dan.
But like, you know, you go back and you're like, man, we guy talk sometimes.
Oh, of course.
Like, fuck.
Yeah.
That bitch was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Squirt, swallowed.
Whoa.
Did it all.
Mm-hmm. In the sniz.
Right, let it ride.
Yeah, I was asking her, where do you want me to? She's like, in
my butt. Put it in my butt.
No.
I want you to finish in my butt.
No.
Have you ever had someone ask you that?
No. Yeah, in Madeira Beach, and it ended badly.
Right.
Where's all my girls over on our Facebook feed? I'm looking good today.
Where them hoes at?
Where my hoes? Where my Facebook hoes?
Blitz, are you on the Facebook gimmick now?
No.
Are you creeping on Bubba's?
Nobody needs to creep on my deal.
I'm not. I'm on YouTube.
In fact, I should just make, you know, Facebook only my girl. Like, they're just my hoes. Them are my
Bubba's. Bubba's bitches.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just profiling for the stars.
No, it's me, Gold Egglair, Unsavory Character, and the boys over on YouTube.
Big Buck back on Facebook with 1,000 stars.
Don't
make fun of me again for calling out the stars.
That time I did make fun of him. I'm sorry.
Sorry, that big buck wasn't here yesterday for the stars. Now he's back.
Yeah, we had a slow day yesterday.
Yeah, I was putting him over for the stars, Anna.
Thank you.
I don't know where all my girls are. Like, I got no girls over here right now.
The hell?
They'll come in.
I don't know where my Eileen is. Tina Marie is.
What are you pitches at?
I don't know where my... I got a Steve Gore with a Peter Kicker and a scooter.
Is that 26 grams?
No, that's actually not a good one.
He just wanted chocolate milk.
No, I didn't. Jesus wanted chocolate milk. So, Lummy, were you at the store and you just got him
some? No, I asked him if he wanted. I asked if he wanted something. You know,
he even asked me.
You have such beautiful eyes.
Well, thank you. I asked.
You got such beautiful eyes and such a kind heart.
Thank you, sir.
Here's Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Amy.
There you go.
Two. Where's my other one? Where are my other Bubba hoes? Bubba's Facebook hoes. Where's Eileen? Where?
They're a little sore.
Where's the Wiz? I might have put too much heat on. I might have put too much heat on the girls yesterday.
Will what? Wilson, $10.
Well, because now they're like, you know, they're the way I've spun it. Now their husband or boyfriend like, well, are you watching Bubba? It's like, you know, he says the girls on here.
Hey,
Tina, how are you?
No.
Real Florida?
Looking at YouTube.
Stanley?
Waiting for Lummy to notice
$50, Kids Ash. And unsavory character, $20.
Lummy, you're losing it, man. No. This bitch is fucking scooping
Will
you
Wilson,
on the cash.
$10.
Lummy,
I already said Will Wilson.
Said Will Wilson.
Lummy, if you're not a bit bitch, then you have very little significance on the program.
Well, that's not nice, but
did you just call Bubba mean?
Yeah.
What?
Ashley.
He just called you mean.
Lummy, are you on drugs?
I'm allowed to say mean things to you, Lummy.
No.
Yeah,
I know,
Lummy.
But Lummy just called you mean, though.
He called you a mean
man. Is Lummy on drugs?
Fuck you, Lummy.
Yeah, fuck you.
What do you mean?
She
called you a porpoise with little arms. I stood up for you, Bubba. And then
Mandalay.
All she
got orca.
I was playing a character. I was playing a character.
How about a Mandalay?
Jumps in.
How about her?
She jumps in and steals my the cash.
Yeah, I stole
it. You have such a kind heart. Thank you for asking people. I think you're the only guy that goes to the store and actually, hi, Becky, asks people.
Blitz actually does, too, but that's the only two
I just
people.
Well, I never go to the store between shows, though. Yeah.
I don't go to the store, period.
I ask if you need stuff from the kitchen, right?
You know what would really, the only thing I would really want from you that you eat is I like cottage cheese, but you're real stingy on that. Like,
well, I've been eating just straight Yogi.
Yeah.
Recently.
I know.
But do you want me to bring, do you like small curd, big curd?
Bigger.
Large curd.
I like large curd, too.
I do, too. I like large curd.
Mm-hmm.
Like fat chunks.
Yeah.
Of curd.
However, that would be nice
some
if
nuts.
You want, Papa, I go, what? You want some cottage cheese, Papa? I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't mind having some cottage cheese.
What makes a good meal of cottage cheese is you take a tomato and slice it up.
Yeah.
And I like
fuck
tomatoes.
That. I don't like any of that nonsense. Don't try to fuck up my cottage cheese.
And then just put salt, pepper, all over all of it.
No, I just like it raw. I just want cottage cheese fucking by itself.
A tomato slice, perfect.
Yep. Hello, Renee.
Yum, yum.
Now, have you guys thought about this? What would you do if I said, fuck it, I'm out of here? Because sometimes I do feel like that. Like if I get lucky and sell my track, like, you know, like if we got full asking price for our track blitz, I'd do pretty good on that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what if I just said, fuck it? Now, I'm going to literally, I promise you, I'm never going to say fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd talk you out of it. I mean,
because I think I could always come in here.
2017, and that was the case. See ya. I could see you being gone in a heartbeat.
Biggie, 7375, $25.
I was fucked. Cash. In 20, who, Iggy, how much?
No, Big E, 7375, $25, YouTube, Polsky, 5 cents, $10 cash, YouTube.
Like, I was losing my ass 2017. There was no relief in sight. You know, I think I lost $118,000 that year just keeping my business open.
Ouch.
And I just came off this big federal trial and a, you know, huge fucking legal bill.
Yeah,
you know, bankrupt. I mean, just fucking
stations canceling, things not doing good.
Yeah, just,
Twitch not really making that much money.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. I'm like, yeah. I didn't even know, but I didn't give up. I just kept my nose to the grind. I'm like, fuck it, I'm white trash. What else am I gonna do? I don't have any other skill set. And
you,
so
you went mowing for a couple of days.
I'd actually go.
Was that 2 days?
2 days a week. I would go for like 3 weeks, like six times, until I broke a fence.
I
would go out to Gary Grubbs and they would give me $100. This is actually a pretty good way. He'd give me $100 to work till like 5 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Mowing, just doing shit. I had to grade the road one day. And so, I was fucked.
Will Fencing, $50, kiss ass.
Thanks, Will Fencing. So, but in today's world, man, I mean, I've turned it around. I've turned it around, and you know, even have small little employee bonuses. And I don't, like, I can literally live, because I don't pay my sister any rent. And let's just be honest. I've embellished this a lot. My sister wouldn't take a fucking dollar from me for rent.
No, she wouldn't.
Like, she would not. Like, I've even tried to, like, she's like, please, you know what?
You've pretended to pay her?
Yeah.
Like, pretend, like, just, offer?
Just don't steal my fucking Greenwise and replace it with Kirkland, please. Mm-hmm. So I think she gets full hot on.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, I would too.
I'm so proud of her. She is, my sister is just, God, I love her. She's my angel.
And she would do absolutely anything for you.
She would. And I'd do anything for
against
her.
Against her better judgment. Sorry. Beaver Pete, $19, Kizash.
So, anyway.
Why are you trying to jump me on this?
Oh, I was just trying to pivot.
It's first, like, if she jumps you, okay, bud, so she jumps you.
Okay, calling him out then. I mean.
Lynn Bailey. No, it's who gets it in.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take it away from you. I was just trying to pivot.
Well, that's the only thing I'm with here.
No.
What Bubba said.
Yeah, Bubba said it.
Oh.
You want to get fucking smarty pants with me, Betty?
Wait, you said it, and she's taking the only thing I'm good at, so I have no worth.
You said it yourself, then. See you later.
Yeah.
Shit. I mean, if you imagine to go talk to your boss, and he said, hey, what do you think about yourself here at work? Well, fuck, I suck. Fucking horrible.
Yeah, you should really get rid of me, man.
I mean, fuck, I have zero worth around here, boss.
If the other person could do my job, might as well. You know.
Yeah, the girl does my job just as good as I do. Fucking right. Loudmouth bitch.
Sorry.
But Lummy, let's say you pissed me off, or you started feeling sorry for yourself, or I quit, or something. What would you do? That's my question to each and every one of you. What would you do? So now, I'm not fucking quitting, buddy, because not only are we not doing bad. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, double negative is a positive.
But we're actually, you know, I think we're going to catch a break here soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on an upward trajectory of about 25% each year.
Is that just a hunch that you have, or do you have?
Well, we got a new station that starts any day.
Okay.
A new terrestrial station. You know, I got that thing that I'm working on that's going to probably come out next year.
Yep. Do you know when next year?
Late, if.
Okay.
Yeah, no, late if. Like, a year.
Okay.
If not, probably, if I would say spring of 23 would be probably more realistic, because that's such a, that process in itself is just a fucking shakedown.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just feel, I mean, our Facebook numbers are building, our YouTube numbers are building, our Twitch numbers continue to build. And our podcast numbers are, we're going to, did you know, we were just having a conversation about maybe a month ago about hitting our 1 millionth. Mm-hmm. Do you know that we're going to hit our 2 millionth now here soon?
I know.
Insane.
Blitz is pacing about 300,000 a month.
Nice.
And so we're going to continue to really, really, you know, do stuff on that. Is Flapping Gaps still doing? I mean, are you guys still doing it?
Well, we had to rearrange a few things, but we're going to get back on it next week.
Can you?
Yeah. We might be down a, you know.
Please.
A gap or two, but that's okay.
We can get gaps.
You want to get more gaps?
Why don't you give me a list of potential gaps you'd like to have?
Should I try to get Gabby on a gap?
Yeah.
You want to do that? Should I reach out to her about it?
Jesus. Well, that would really be fucking some swagger on your end. That'd be almost double mind fucking me.
Yeah.
Hold on. Not only is this bitch not
you
afraid
play
of this
chess?
Bitch, but I'm
motherfucker! Just kidding. I'm playing a character. That was me playing a character.
I know. I like it, though. I like those outbursts.
Yeah.
So, Lummy, what, let's say that I'm like, okay, guess what? The end of the year, I'm done. I'm not coming back. And Blitz would, you know, already have, like, try to talk me out of it, but I'm like, fuck it. I sold my track. Fuck it. I'm out.
Oh, no.
I just don't want to get up. But, you know, I don't even know that my ego would let me do that.
No, it would
for, like, 3 days.
But here's the deal.
Come back.
It's not necessarily my ego. It's more of just as you get older, it's just more of my daily ritual.
Yeah.
Like, it's more of, like,
well, you know.
It gives me a sense of purpose. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's your identity. Like, it's not even what you do, it's who the fuck you are. You're Bubba the Love Sponge, you know? And that would be such a mind fuck for you. Like, I can see you working till the day you die, because it's just who you are. It's not, it's beyond what you do for a living, it's who you are.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And, you know, if there's anything I would do as I get older, I would maybe cut one, like, I would take Mondays off.
Right.
That would be, or Fridays, one of the two.
Mm-hmm. Monday, so you can watch that Packers game.
Well, whatever. But, and then have built a big enough infrastructure with you guys. And Anna, I got to tell you, you know, even unprepped, you're good. But prepped, you're a great little host.
Thank you.
And my ensemble could continue to do a show. And I could, you know, Bubba just doesn't come in on Fridays. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, pay you guys each a little bit more. And as we continue to grow, I could see me doing that. I really could. Just because you guys have gotten better. You, like, that's something that, you know, I think you guys, you know, that's a testament to you guys, to be honest with you. But let's just make believe that I don't come back and I'm not offering this, you know, we're done. Lummy, what would you do?
So I'd give up and
try
to hang on with you?
What,
see what you're doing.
Be Ashley's housewife.
If you want to be like an assistant or something around the track.
No, I don't want any
sold. That's the whole thing. Let me track sold.
Track sold. I got a pretty good lump sum on that deal. You know, maybe my mom died.
Oh, no.
And now I got that house.
R.I.P. Jenny Cakes.
And, you know.
You got to call her a little bit, too.
Yeah.
And, you know. Social Security. Fucking Obama healthcare.
I guess
I'd rich as shit.
I guess I'd go.
Amp, you know, Amp went to $100
to the moon.
At that point, Lummy would just kill himself.
Yeah, Amp. Well, hold on. Amp goes to 100 blitz, and Sheba goes to $10.
If Sheba goes to $10,
then he'll be gone for another reason. He'll be quitting on you.
Nobody would ever see
me
again.
Can you imagine? Oh, bull fucking shit. We'd be like, hey, we're all millionaires now, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We don't even give a fuck. We're just here fucking around.
$10, we'd all be like,
oh God.
Some of us would be billionaires.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we would. Blitz would be like, fuck your show. I'm on my plane with some hoes right now.
Yeah.
Blitz, what do you have the most of, Amp or Sheba?
Numbers wise?
Well, hold on. You have both, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what's Amp right now?
Seven or eight cents.
7 or 8 cents.
Yeah, right, Lummy?
If it went to $10. Amp goes to 10. Sheba goes to $1.
Well, I mean, then Amp wouldn't even matter at that point.
Yeah.
Sheba goes to $1. Amp goes to 10.
Amp wouldn't even matter.
Yeah, Amp's nothing.
Amp wouldn't even pay the taxes on the money I'd get from Sheba.
Yeah.
That you got that much Sheba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheba's, so now what Sheba?
I got a lot of Amp too, but not that I got a lot of Sheba.
I doubled down on Sheba.
I got a lot of Sheba, too. I just bought $150 worth. I'm heavy on Ethereum.
I've got
Bitcoin.
$150 worth of Sheba.
Cardano.
Would you say how many Sheba you have?
How many Sheba
or how much money you put into it?
It's more than $150, you think?
Yeah.
I have...
If it's a dollar, I'm over
how many thousands
million.
Of dollars? Yeah, say,
hold on, you're saying if it goes over a dollar, you're over 100 million.
I would say, let me both have well over 100 million coins.
100 million?
Yeah, what is that? Like 2 grand?
You guys got 100 million?
Yeah, well,
coins.
Is it more or less than 2 grand?
More.
5 grand?
It's about that, maybe a little more.
Hmm. Well, I'm trying to see how many coins
today,
I got.
Maybe today a little less.
Yeah, jeez.
Looks like I got 4,000 coins. Maybe it's 4 million. I don't know. No, 4,000. So if it went to a dollar, I'd make like $4,000. Big fucking deal.
If it went to a dollar, me and Lummy would each have over $100 million, which it's never going to get there. Because
the market cap is too much.
Right. It'll never get there. Like the dream would be a penny.
Oh, God.
Did you
a
just
dream?
Come?
Did you just nut?
A penny would be.
He just came when you said a penny.
Yeah me too.
A penny
and we're all millionaires.
Yeah, that's still a million.
Now, we all could become. I mean, like, when did crypto started? What, in 08?
2010?
I think a little before that, didn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, but I mean, let's say, okay, Blitz, if somebody got into crypto in 08, it was early on, right? Like, you're an early bird.
Oh, yeah. I was involved. 2012 was when I first got some, and it was like nobody knew what it was.
Right.
They sponsored a bowl game in St. Pete back in like 09, I think.
Well, Dogecoin sponsored a NASCAR car in 13 or 14.
I think Bitcoin had a
bowl. Doge's been around that long?
In St. Pete.
Oh. I used to mine Doge in 2013.
The Bitcoin bull.
You were a miner?
Yeah, I had a miner.
If you didn't sell any of your Bitcoin from the time that you were mining and everything that, you know, over all the years.
If I didn't sell any of it?
Any of it. You'd be probably worth a few $100 million, wouldn't you?
I mean, it'd probably be in the tens of millions.
All right, so here at 2021, call it 2022.
Big Buck, 5,000 stars on Facebook.
Facebook? My Facebook, homie?
Big Buck said he's sorry for not being here yesterday, Bubba. For you.
Woo. But let's say, do you think, Blitz, that in, say, 2030, 8 years from now,
mm-hmm.
which, what was 8 years ago? 2014, 2015, 2015?
Yeah.
2014?
Yeah.
So in 2014, where was Bitcoin at 2014?
God, I want to say I was paying like around like $600,000 around something like that. $300,000? Right. I don't remember.
So are they going to look at cryptocurrency 8 years from now, call it 2030? To the people that got into the 2020, you know, I got in just, you know, last year, so I got in at 2020.
Scott Briggs, 1,000 stars, so Facebook.
Facebook, 1,000. Are they going to look at us, Blitz? Like, could we be multi-millionaires? Could we?
Yes, but chances of that not super high.
So, I mean, is the crypto deal done? Like, you know.
No, there's still a lot of money to be made on crypto, just not like the tens of millions like it was before. Now, there's still like new coins where if you get in super early and put like $10,000 on it, that you might make a few million in like a month. But you have to get in like super early.
Yeah, but hasn't.
And most of those coins do nothing. So, like. Yeah.
But hasn't Kevin said, like, Ethereum is a $10,000 coin, and Bitcoin is a $300,000 coin.
Well, Ethereum, though, backs up all those smaller coins that really don't do anything. Jason Stockham, $20. Kizash. Anna rocks.
But what I'm saying, Anna, I mean, Blitz, what I'm saying is, like, if those type of gains happen, and we and Kevin's saying that's all in the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, I mean, that all makes us very wealthy, does it not?
Yeah.
I mean, not 100 millionaires or even tens of million. Does it make us tens of millionaires?
Probably not.
And do you just cash out? I mean, then what?
That's the thing, is eventually you have to.
So eventually you have to,
if you want to make money,
convert it to American dollars.
If you want to make money.
I mean technically you don't have to. You can always just keep it and then whatever.
Kevin's son's using it for collateral for his houses.
Yeah, but not all of us are fucking real estate moguls like that.
Yeah, like the 30 before 30 crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking about doing that myself, though.
Now, is that 30 homes before the age of 30?
All three of his boys want to achieve that. 30 properties before they're 30.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking about taking a lot of my coins, putting it into Bitcoin, and then taking out a loan to get a house.
You're thinking about doing what now?
Take all my coins, put them into Bitcoin, and then you can use that as collateral to take out a loan to get a house.
The banks recognize Bitcoin?
No, but there's finance companies that do.
They do. So, like...
Nick, you could get a loan off yours, Bubba.
Yeah.
I could?
Yeah, that... And
the, you know what? Here's the fucking thing, though. Can I tell you something, Blitz? I don't even own a credit card, and as fucked up as some of my, you know, like I had a couple charge-offs on some credit cards and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have hardly any debt.
Right.
And because I don't own a credit card. I've had some closed out.
Right.
And I've defaulted on some, but I don't owe a lot.
Okay.
And I like it. Like if I don't have the money in my bank account, all I have is a debit card, so I can't spend any more than I got.
Yeah, like three. Now I still have a bunch of credit cards and stuff. But like 3 years ago or whatever, like I made it a point. I was like, all right, I'm gonna just buckle down this year and pay off all my debt. And I got to zero debt. And I'm like, and I haven't had any since then.
That's great.
It's awesome.
The only thing I owe really is my truck, and I've been paying it off a little extra.
Right.
And now, but I think trucks and car prices have since come down.
No.
No, it's not.
Not really.
I know that Kelly.
I priced one out the other day, and the I priced out a RAM, right? The RAM that I wanted, because right now, if you buy a brand new one, you can get 0% financing, which is good.
Is that real though?
Yeah.
Jason spends a thousand stars on Facebook.
But the where they get you is it has to be a truck that's already on the lot, and there isn't a whole lot, so that's kind of where they get you. But I built the one I wanted. It was $78,000. I was like, I'm not paying $78,000 for
it. You mean
truck.
You on truck? You mean you online?
Ouch.
You built it?
Yeah, yeah, on Ram trucks. I was like, yeah, no.
I built one that 6.7 fucking lemon of a Ford that I had. Mm-hmm. Remember those 6.7s they made?
Yep.
Or 6.2.
Wasn't that
6.2, I think. I don't know what it was. It was the 6.2 two twin turbo. I don't know.
Yeah.
So when I had a lot of money and I built it online and then
custom hood.
And then paid cash for it back in the fucking day.
Oh.
Hello?
Well, I'm going to probably take some of my Bitcoin out for a down payment. I'm going to put like a lot down. Unless I can get 0%, then who cares? I'm going to get something soon, though.
I got to get my truck fixed because it's got a bunch of shit.
Hey, that's what I'm going to ask you. I might ask you tomorrow on the air as well. I need a body guy that can maybe fix my car.
Oh, how about that guy that emailed me that had a hot wife?
Is it that Mike guy?
That wanted to paint the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wanted to paint the Crown Vic. And I don't even start that process.
I got into an accident a few weeks ago, and their insurance company called me the other day and said, hey, we're going to pay the claim. You can either take it to one of our places and we'll pay for it, or take it to one of your places and we'll cut you a check.
Oh, cut me a check, kid.
That's what I need. So I need a body shop.
Hello, who's this?
I want Gabby. Hello, can you hear me?
Fuck off.
Yeah, purple jersey. Yeah. Little purple jersey.
Pretty disrespectful, huh?
Yeah.
So, Lummy, what would you do? Like, no, you're not my assistant. Would you go out and start slinging sorbet again, or what would you do?
Sorbet.
Yeah, I'd probably...
Be some type of salesman?
Yeah, I'd probably go back to the seafood thing.
Blitz, what would you do?
I'd probably try to get an engineering job. There's a couple guys that I know that are doing a few things that they wanted help a few months ago.
Like wiring shit up?
Yeah.
Getting some wiring shit up jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Freelance?
No.
Or go to a company?
I'd want to go to a company.
How about you, Anna?
Fuck.
Does this make you nervous?
Yeah. I honestly don't know what the fuck I would do. No, I mean, I would really not want to do that. I would if I had to, but when I try to not do that, I hated shit like that so much.
but you know that
I have no skills, much like you said. I have nothing that I could really fall back on.
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry.
You got all. You're very personable, and you can do anything you wanted. I'm just saying, like, I don't know that radio is an option for anybody. Just because, not because nobody's good enough, just because there's no opportunities in radio. Like, you can't go over to Clear Channel and be like, "Hey, I'd like to have a show."
Yeah, it would be really difficult. There are some positions open for like hot jock shit, which I'm not interested in. But, you know, if I had to explore that, I would to stay afloat.
Just like bored? You can hot jock?
I mean, not well, probably, but I would teach myself how to do it.
It's
Taylor Swift.
Anna with you here in the afternoon. And this is all sponsored by Moderna. Don't forget James Taylor live in concert this weekend. Beat a third in on the Anna lines to win tickets to the James Taylor concert.
Mm-hmm.
This is Taylor Swift's newest one, Yippee-O, on Mix 105.
Woo.
Which at the end of the day, man, they're just you're not even there at the studio.
You're just voice tracking.
Yeah, you're voice tracking.
It's Bobo bullshit. I have no interest in doing it, but I'd probably do that because I have, you know, some connections in radio.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Right.
So, and I do get, you know, people asking if I'm available to do this, that, and the other, and I'm like, no.
You are. I'm not ever going to, if you want to do some freelance shit, I got no problem with that.
Nah, it's mostly for, you know, hey, come to whatever, this podunk town and
what do you mean?
Do some hot jocking. Like people with that are trying to start up stations because it recently flipped and they reach out to you and
Should be like, I'll fucking voice track that shit all day for whatever. Why wouldn't you?
But I don't think I could work both jobs. I think they want you to relocate for it. And
for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll just send you the tracks in from my little apartment here, and I can be the midday chick in fucking Omaha. Nobody will even know the difference.
Mm-hmm. I've investigated jobs like that as well, so I could try to do both, but it just didn't work.
Just be Blitz's girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's rich as fuck. I mean, you hear
Blitz's
me?
Blitz's bitch.
I mean, he can buy houses with equity in his
Bitcoin.
He's
$100 million in Shibu.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, he's a 100 zillionaire.
Hello.
Hi, mama.
Jenny Cakes.
Hi.
Hi, you're awake. It's before 11.
Well, I told her yesterday I was going to call her. So she was. Did you get yourself all gussied up?
Get myself all gussied up?
I mean, are you just in your nightgown and like you just laying around? Like, what do you got on right now?
Oh God,
I've got on my lounge gown and my and having my coffee.
Do you wear underwear?
What else am I supposed to do?
Do you have underwear on, or is your cooter hanging out?
No cooter.
But sometimes you will walk around, because I've seen you with your cooter hanging out before.
You have not.
Yeah, that was last week.
Mom, can I tell you something? But I was never going to say nothing ever.
Oh, yeah, you peeked on me, probably. You pervert.
No.
You tell him, Jane.
No. When I was over there last time, you know, he had that little piece of melon, where they took out of your leg. You got a big, you know, they cut a big piece of thing out of your leg.
Yes.
And you were there on the couch with your leg propped up, and I was kind of sitting kind of like in front of you a little bit. And I don't think you had.
And you thought you saw my cooter.
He sent in the soldiers.
No, I didn't send the soldiers. But Mom, I was looking, and I thought I could see your bush.
You could not, because there isn't one. I had on black underwear.
Yeah, she's a sparse girl.
Mom, you're gonna try to tell me that you don't actually trim your bush?
She's Bald Eagle Jones.
Of course I do.
Me too, Jenny Cakes.
And I want to know how we go from Bitcoins to your mom's cooch.
Yeah, Bitcoin's the bush. That's
well,
a new book.
Yeah,
it's a natural progression, and everybody was getting a little stale on the Bitcoin. They're like, call your mom up and tell her. Mom,
better puss.
So, yeah. Mom, I was not going to say nothing, but I was traumatized. I'm like, I think I saw my mom's pussy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. As if that would be exciting.
Meanwhile, it was black underwear.
Well,
it's black underwear.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, I guess true. You wouldn't have all black. I mean, if you did have pubic hair, it would be all gray, right?
It might be.
No, but I'm just saying,
it would be salt and pepper.
Oh, is that
like your hair?
Yeah.
Mom, do you like the way I've been doing my hair lately?
I do. I think you look very handsome.
Thank you.
Aww.
How's Sissy doing? I talked to her. I texted her a little bit last night.
Yes, I know. She said she misses you. And
yeah,
I miss you.
She's been out of town for so. I miss you too. Let's talk about Mike from Southwest Florida Golf Carts. How much of a solid favor he did Eddie?
Oh my God, I love he. I do.
I love he.
I love he.
She has her own little fucking language. I love he.
Yes, and Scotty and Mike is the biggest, nicest teddy bear to hug.
Now, did Jeff? Because I know you guys tried to drive it the first night, but it needed to get charged. And then Eddie boss hogged his golf cart all day yesterday in the golf course. And then you were gonna actually ride in it for the first time last night. Did you ride in it?
Yes. Very nice. And But
passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
He needs to ask Mike if he forgot his awning or if it doesn't work on this.
Awning, what do you mean?
Awning. It comes out over the clubs if it's raining.
Oh, God forbid. Okay. Oh, yeah, God forbid.
Yeah, you don't need that.
No, I mean, Jeff had one on there, so he doesn't know if it doesn't work with this, which is fine. But
yeah, it probably didn't work with this. Ed may have to just put a towel over the clubs or something.
Yeah, he might just have to.
So what was
so depressed?
What was he depressed about?
He went to play golf this morning, and nobody showed up.
No.
He didn't come back.
What do you mean nobody? Can't you play by himself?
No, he doesn't like to play by himself because he already knows he's good. So who's he gonna?
He wants to beat someone.
Oh, so you're saying he likes to play the other guy, the other old timers, so that he can, you know, kind of show off on how good he is.
Yeah, he wants to flex.
Yes, and show off his new cart with the new wheels and the new tires. And oh, yeah.
Did you
test those shocks out yet,
Mom? Well, I was going to say that. Have you broke in the golf cart yet? You know what I'm saying, a little roadhead.
Oh,
no.
But I mean, Mom, I
haven't done that.
I mean, have you ever done that ever?
In the golf cart?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, come on.
It's all open. Why would I be going down the road doing riz-his in the golf course? Now, that's really cool.
Because you're a dirty.
But,
Mom, when's the last time that you gave roadhead in general? Like in the 80s?
Well, maybe later than that.
Like when it was like you guys going to the Tina Turner concert, and you're like, man, I want to suck my husband's cock.
Oh.
No, not really, because we went with some other people.
Somebody else
have been too cool, yeah.
Yeah. But can you specifically remember the last time? I mean, because that's, you know, I can remember the last time I got some.
Well, yeah, you're just a couple years younger.
Yeah. So, like, do you remember the last, I mean, Blitz, do you remember the last time you got some roadhead?
Yes.
Okay. Lummy?
Yeah.
I'm not even asking Anna.
I'm sure Jeff remembers. It's not that memorable for me.
Oh, is he there?
Yeah.
Well,
he's out in the garage listening.
Oh, well, let's not bug him, okay? He's busy. He's probably shining up his new golf cart there. So
he probably is.
Off the top of your head, like was it a concert that maybe you guys went to Fort Wayne?
No. I think we'd come to Florida on vacation. And,
hold on, it was like one of the times you guys came to visit me, maybe, and you just got a little frisky?
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it in the smart car?
No. No.
The lights on.
Now, Mom, Mom.
She had a smart car for a while, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Mom, do you guys still do it?
Well, not a lot.
You're 70.
My God. It's just not that interesting anymore.
For you, maybe.
Yeah, Jeff wants to just bend you over the golf cart and get after it.
You ever think about him? Poor guy. He's 11 years younger than you, isn't he? 9, 11?
Well, that's why God gave him hands.
All right. But
that's why God gave you hands.
Yeah. That's why God gave you
hands.
Jeff's only got one way to take care of himself with his hand. You got a vagina, a butthole, hands, and a mouth.
And boobs.
Yeah. And boobs.
Yeah. And Mom, let's be honest. Things. Tell me you haven't slung those boobs around the farm a few times.
Yeah.
A pig in the blanket deal. Corn dog Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Throw some coconut oil between it and get on.
Mom, I got to bring you this really high-dollar coconut oil. It's the best to fuck on. Oh, it is.
What in the world? Do you drink it?
No. You slather it all over your vagina. Well, you
Mom, it's coke. It's coconut oil. It's natural, virgin, organic
cold pressed. A lubricant.
Yeah, lubricant. Something you probably need.
Oh, I don't know.
You can cook with it and then slather it on your mouth.
Yeah, you can. You and
make
Jeff
me love after you fuck. Sorry. Sorry.
She's running a little loose. So
that's okay, whore dog.
So, Mom, you've never heard, like, have you ever, like, do you ever use lubricant, or have you never had to, or are you naturally lubricated, or what?
I think I'm just a natural greaser.
Really?
Oh, wow.
And you've never used coconut oil ever? If I gave you some, will you, even just for, like, even if you just gave Eddie a handy.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
There's people in chat that have a question, too.
What?
Has Jeff ever face fucked you?
Blitz.
What?
I don't remember seeing that in chat, God. But
I was just reading chat.
Blitz. I'm monitoring Boots chat.
You think I could, Blitz, you think I could ask your mom that?
You could ask her that.
Well, Janie, have you ever face fucked him?
See, Lovey wants to know. That's your favorite, Janie.
I saw it in chat.
I don't even know if my mom knows what face fucking is.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Of course I do.
What?
Of course I do.
Of course you know what?
What? What face fucking is?
Well, what is it, Mom?
Oh, Tara's in chat.
In the face.
Okay. Now, Mom, do you like to be the fucky or the fucker when you're? I mean, like, you know.
Wait, what?
How did we get on this? Why do we always get on this subject?
Because you know why, Mom? I'm the only radio personality in the world that has a mom that's this fucking cool that can roll like this. That's why.
That is
absolutely
true.
It's not probably. People probably think I'm a whore.
No, they think that you're just a fucking.
They think you're cool as shit.
Cool as shit. Yeah, like
you're
man,
a cool
would,
lady.
They're like, they don't, Mom. We know you're not a whore because you hardly give out any pussy at all. Is what Jeff is telling me.
And my grandson is there, too.
Oh, he's sleeping.
He sleeps during the show.
Yeah, Mom, he doesn't even work. He's fucking in everybody here at work is really mad at him because he tells everybody who his dad is. He didn't have to do shit around here.
Tara gives him like $100 and he just comes in and sleeps.
Yeah, and fucking Tara.
Yeah. Tara spoils the shit out of him.
Are you asleep?
Hold on.
Are you asleep, Tyler?
Wake up, Tyler.
No, Granny's
on the phone.
Asleep.
Big Buck says Janie Cakes is awesome. 5,000 stars.
I mean, this is his grandma we're talking about. Poor little Nana, right?
Scout and Big Go, $20 cash. We love Janie Cakes.
Nana's been face fucking.
Tyler, I'm sorry, Tyler. Your dad makes me do this.
That's your son, Nana.
That's right. And your dad.
Yeah, you raised him.
Yeah.
She tried to jump him off.
The face fucking grandma.
She tried to. Hey, she did.
Golf cart
she
too.
Did. She did try to jump me out. She did.
She
didn't did. Your mom
try to trampoline him out.
But Mom, thank God you didn't jump me. Out. Thank God you didn't jump me out because if you had jumped me out, then who would have made Tyler?
I know.
Yeah. So I'm good for one thing. I gave you Tyler. Now if I can just quietly leave.
You just hung right in there, man.
I did. So Mom, when's do you and Eddie ever face fuck? I just turned Tyler off. You can't even. You know, we just turned the feed off. Tyler can't even hear what we're talking about.
He's back to napping.
Yeah, I bet.
I hear him snoring.
Oh gosh.
You know Tara and Tarek, Mom. Can I tell you something? I hear them sometimes. They carry the fuck on. You wouldn't believe it. Like, you don't even
it's
understand.
It's like a face fucking circus over there.
I know that in the family, I've kind of been denoted as the sexual freak, fucking, you know, sex tapes, all the bullshit you guys think about me. But my sister, Mom, you don't even know half of it.
Oh, she's a freak.
David Hernandez, $20. Kids ask you, too.
Oh, she's loud, and oh, my God, they get to carry it on over there. It's almost embarrassing.
And she's in chat, too.
Oh, yeah. And she's in chat,
yeah.
Because she knew her whore dog mom was going to be on here.
She knew
her whore dog mom.
Hey, Mom, who was the biggest, who was your, of all your friends, who was the biggest whore dog?
Of all my friends.
Besides my dad.
You mean in high school? Oh, yeah, no shit.
But like, but hold on, let's not go there. But like, all the women we grew up with, who was the biggest whore dog? The loosest?
I'm trying to think. They all might have been whores.
Wow. I know, but like which one was, you know?
Well,
I don't know if we should answer that. They could be watching.
Yeah, and
oh, you're on Facebook. It's where all they. It's where they all watch.
It's where all the 75-year-old from Warsaw are. I mean, you got to understand. Yeah. Facebook is now an old person thing. Oh, it's like not even cool. Oh.
I know.
Yeah, she knows.
And she knows she's on it and loves it.
Can is there one in particular that you can think of that maybe you could give me a hint and then I would know?
No, probably not, because you know, by the time you knew him, that they were mostly would have been high school friends.
Vince Foster, $20 cash.
How about within the neighborhood? The women in the neighborhood, like Sandy Moore and Mimi Bouse, and you know, like which one of those? You were probably considered the loose one in Phillips
Edition.
Yeah,
I was probably the biggest whore of all of them. Yeah.
Congratulations. Did you get a trophy or anything?
In Phillips Edition, probably everything, you know, south of the Moose, you were probably the biggest whore. South of the Moose.
Yeah. South of the Moose, I was the biggest whore.
Yeah. South of the Moose.
Oh.
It's because I was the hottest.
There you go.
Oh, you know, hey, Mom, do you know who? Jugs. Mom, did you ever hear the time where I saw Ann Zachary's pussy?
Yes, you told me about it.
It was probably underwear, Bubba.
I did tell you about that.
Yes, about 50 times.
And Mom, you know, when that was like in eighth grade.
She was woolly.
Well, how do you know she was woolly? Were you guys scissoring?
No, we would get dressed in front of each other with our bathing suits and stuff.
And you'd see, and like you guys would like when you get dressed with another woman, do you size up their puss and stuff?
I sure do.
You do?
Yeah. Well, you look, of course, don't you?
Yeah.
Look at guys' ding-dings.
Well, I guess you got me on that one.
Yeah.
Because you only really have in the studio.
So out of all the girls that you ever undressed with and to get, who had the nicest puss? Anne?
No.
Oh.
No.
Aunt Shelby?
I never... No.
Did you say Aunt Shelby?
I never. No, she was too modest.
Did you ever see Aunt Shelby's puss?
I don't think so. She was too modest.
What's too modest mean? She was just like not.
She didn't want to undress in front of me. Her.
Right. Mm. And cover up.
Not you though.
No, I was never known to be too modest.
What do you think Madge's puss looked like?
Oh God! I saw that one too.
Hey!
Whoa! You saw it?
Of course.
You saw Grandma Madge's pussy?
Everyone had.
Bubba, haven't you?
Hey, Mom, you want to hear this? A couple, I don't know when it was.
Like a week
but
ago.
Do you know, Mom, I totally mind-fucked myself. Do you know that I'm probably not even really a Clem?
Thought you already knew this.
No. Well, no, I don't know.
No,
sure.
No, hold on. Here's my reasoning.
That's what she's saying.
We know Uncle Bruce is a Clem. We know Uncle Bruce came from Gordon.
Right, right.
But we don't know where Dad came from. So
that's right.
We didn't come from, Dad didn't come from Gordon, right?
Right.
All right, so Gordon is a Clem.
Right.
Well, we don't know who our grandpa is.
No.
So we're not even really, me and Tyler and Tara aren't even really Clems. We could be like fucking, you know, we hard tell who the fuck we really are.
You could be like Hyde.
Oh, Mom, of course you'd, Mom and
Harold. Whoa, are those the two boys
no.
you guys threw rocks at?
Yes, Harold, the Hydes are the, hold on, in our hometown, the Hydes are
the stinky kids?
The stinky kids.
Oh, like the Stephen Averys?
No, they're the stinky kids.
Oh.
Yeah, that you threw rocks at.
That they didn't clean their ears.
Meanwhile, that was your
brother.
And
they didn't brush their teeth.
My mom used to call their mother Greasebelly. Oh, there goes Greasebelly Hyde.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Warsaw, Indiana didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. So now, if I would do a DNA test, Mom, would it tell me who the fuck I really am?
I think so.
Tara did that.
Yeah, and nothing came back on the father's side.
What do you mean?
Well, she didn't have any DNA on that side or whatever. So I don't know exactly, but
if I got one of those deals, would you do it, Bubba?
No, I do, Mom.
You don't want to,
because I don't want to. Next thing you know, I got fucking a kid in Terre Haute. you know.
And oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Todd's got a few brothers, a couple sisters.
Yeah, I don't want mom. It's, our family's already fucked up. We don't need to know that there's some 34-year-old fucking Anna-looking bitch that lives in Warren.
What kind of content? That would be awesome content, just having people roll up in here.
Yeah, content's king.
My mom would fucking lose her shit if she knew she had other people to be, you know, like, have to love on shit. And you know you wouldn't wouldn't love that kid because it wasn't, you know, under the right circumstances.
You wouldn't want a few new grandkids, Jane?
Fuck that.
Big buck with 1,000 stars. And I caught out your phone.
I've got the only one I want.
Yeah. Aww. Tara can't have kids, and I'm not having. So that's why Tyler's so fucking spoiled. Yeah. Is because there's never any.
He's not spoiled.
That little fucker is spoiled.
He's super spoiled.
He's really spoiled. Tyler, are you spoiled? Exactly.
He's got Lummy Stockholm.
Yeah.
Little fucker.
He is the sweetest, kindest.
He's got you, Buffalo.
He's got you so bamboozled, Jane.
Yeah.
No, he does not. I know other.
Here's the problem. You and Tara need to stop fucking just giving him.
You're ruining.
He's got more savings than I do, Mom, because of you and Tara, fucking bitches.
Yeah.
Well, that's good because he doesn't go blow it on all kinds of stupid shit.
He didn't buy a bunch of Louis.
Yeah, and a bunch of for different whore dogs.
Right.
And yeah, so like he's got his shit together. And
he's only got one whore dog, not a whole bunch like you did.
Would it come back if I had kids? If I do like a 23andMe shit like Tara did? You know, would it come? You know, obviously, Tara knows she didn't have any fucking kids because it has come out of her snitch.
Well, I know somebody that happened to. And,
What happened?
No. Well, I'm not going to tell you who, but they did the 23andMe and found out they had a son.
Bubba, if you do one, there's a better company out there. Don't use 23andMe.
I ain't doing shit. What'd you just put? What kind of note did you put up, Lummy, just now?
All I just said was I didn't miss your bit, Star, instead of bothering you, because they're all like, I missed Stars. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I just was telling them.
Sorry, Lummy.
Sorry.
Isn't Lummy the sweetest, Mama?
I didn't want to interrupt her.
I fuff he.
That means I love you. Yeah, she has her own fucking language. That means I love him. Yes. I fuff he.
Big hug for you when I see you.
Does your family have their own language like we do?
No. Yeah. Not really.
I fuff he. That means she likes you.
Or she. I fuff she too.
I fuff she. What about Anna? You fuff she?
That's what I said.
Oh.
Yeah, she fuff she.
Thanks, Janie Cakes.
Tara says nice things about Anna.
Aw. Tara's the best. I love Tara.
Everybody does.
Does everybody everybody?
Yes.
Like Tara Moore? Yeah, probably.
Yes.
You fuckers, shut up.
Oh.
From like all of our family to you to Eddie to like everybody. Everybody. Does everybody like Tara more? Is there anybody that likes me more than Tara?
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Like, what about Eddie? Does Eddie think I'm, like, you know what?
We love you the same. Everybody loves you the same. Every time
they just like you way less.
He asked about Bubba. He asked about Tara.
Who does?
You know. Uncle Jerry.
Oh. Yeah, but Jerry probably likes Tara better. No.
Nobody likes Tara better. You don't ever like one kid better than
the other. The bullshit
you
don't. If I had another kid that popped up all of a sudden, Tyler would be my favorite by far.
Well, that's because you didn't have a family situation.
It's true. I never had really.
But, yeah, so you love both kids the same.
But you really can't. Listen, there's no way you can really, like Blitz, I'm telling you right now, your mom probably loves you or your brother a little bit different.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and so, and she has probably, she'll never admit it. It's like fucking parent code for some shit. You can't ever get, they'll never fucking admit it, but you know deep down they got a favorite.
I'm the favorite of my family.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Are you an only child?
No.
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 Yeah, exactly.
I'm a sister.
But do you think your mom, your dad, I think your dad likes you better and your mom likes her better.
No, both parents like me more.
Nope.
100%.
Well, you know, it could be that way if one kid was baddies and the other one was good, but
I've been baddie lately. I mean, I've been baddie.
You've been baddies a lot of times, but you redeemed yourself. And when I had you, I thought, no way I can ever love another child because I just love this one. But when Tara came along.
I mean, I was your first for like 4.5 years. Like, I mean, I was your world. You took me everywhere. I was like your buddy. And then this fucking bitch comes around in October 1970.
You still hate her for it.
And she had colic where she cried all the time. I was a perfect baby. Never cried. You could haul me anywhere.
Is that true, Janie Cakes?
Mom will tell you. Tell them, Mom.
It was true. Wow. It was true. I'm 19 years old. What do I know?
Jane,
I take this baby everywhere.
When did things go wrong with Bubba?
When he went on the radio.
For real?
No, it had to be before that.
No. So the radio's radio's what fucked me up?
Yeah, because you thought you were such hot shit at first. And
at first?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And you thought you were good. She said, and you thought you were cool. That's what she said.
You thought you were cool, and you thought you were invincible, and you just got real cocky and shitty and... And so you finally come back down to earth, and now we all love you again.
Okay, but there was about a 10-year period where you fucking hated
Sounds
me,
Sounds like
right?
a 30-year period.
Of course, you had some partners that went right along with that, too.
Okay, we'll just move right along.
Yeah, let's move right along on that.
So, but radio didn't fuck, like, I wasn't fucked up in Terre Haute, was I?
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, if you would have listened to me a few times, you would be a lot better off. But, no.
And then I went to Grand Rapids. That was fucked. That was a fucked job. I don't even know if you know that. If you even know. Do you even know, like, all the real... About that chick named Rebecca?
Yeah, I know.
You know? Do you know some shit that I don't think you know, but you know?
Yeah.
What was your favorite girl that Bubba was with?
That's a great question.
Past tense, not present day.
Yeah, like back in the day.
Like you know, past tense.
I'm sorry, honey, but there weren't any.
No, hold on.
If you had to pick one,
you liked Holly.
No, I did not.
You did not like Holly? Wow.
But she wiped his ass.
Why didn't you like? She was what? A hearty?
She was a
bitch.
She just was lazy and self-centered, and she would she just had issues and childish and
well. But Mom, we were childish and immature then. This, you know, this was like 1980. You know,
I know, but Jeff really liked her. He thought she had the best body ever.
Wow. Jeez.
Wasn't she a blonde?
Yeah, she was a blonde.
The only one, right?
I don't think that we can really... How about Jill? What'd you think about Jill? You didn't like Jill.
I thought she was... Yeah.
Wow.
And I knew that would never work.
Right. You told me that. Let's just move. I don't know that we should really talk about it anymore.
Right, right.
I don't think we should either. Or the ones in between. No.
I don't think we should. Are the ones in? No.
I know. No. I want to start naming names, but that won't turn out.
No,
well,
that's
so,
going to be in bad.
No, that will not be good. No. That will not be good. No.
But I'm doing good now. You know, I'm making better choices now in women. Don't you think?
Oh yeah, you are, and you'll always be my baby boy.
Right.
But
by the way, she's reverting back to just fucking being nervous now. Doesn't know what to really say. So now she starts just saying, I'm going to be her fucking baby boy.
I wanted to hear
because she's so locked the fuck up right now.
I wanted to hear how she's going to squirm out of this one.
She doesn't know what to say.
It's because I want to say something, but I can't.
Okay.
And you know, we got in a fight at Lowe's the other day.
Who did?
Jeff and I did.
Hold on.
What? I mean, not with each other, with some bitch.
Really? Oh, hold on. Wow. So, Mom.
What'd you do?
You and Eddie are at Lowe's, and what happened?
We're driving. I think she just reminded me of a New York Italian Sopranos bitch.
Okay.
A mob wife.
Yeah, and she's going down the park. We're in a parking lot looking for space, you know, driving the car down. And here she is with her husband, who is up in front of her with a couple kids. And she's got this little girl that's about two. And she's letting her go back and forth, you know, in the aisles where you drive.
Oh.
And just letting her take her time.
Get out of the road.
Yeah, and right down the middle. So we're behind him in the car, far enough behind. And this goes on the whole time. And she keeps looking around at us and giving us the stink eye. So we get up there to the where you go in, and she just stops. And she turns around and looks at us like, I'm sure if she had a gun, she would have shot us. Jeff rolls down the window and says, "Why don't you hold your child's hand?" And she goes, she flipped out. She starts screaming at the top of her lungs, "Don't you tell me how to parent my child. You've been riding my ass all the way up the driveway. Don't you?" I mean, she was screaming. Hmm. And
did you film it?
I wanted to. Content is king.
Mom, we'd be having a heyday with that on the show. God.
World star.
Yeah, start screaming World Star.
Star and Big Gulp, $20 cash.
Mom, start taping and just scream World Star. Say it.
What now?
World
Star.
Yeah, you're taping, and then you, as an old lady, need to scream World Star.
World Star?
No, but you gotta yell it.
World Star.
World Star.
Oh, I wanted to say.
Do it.
World Star. I wanted to say, you know what? If we would have been going up your ass with the car, we would have had to make two trips.
Well, Mom, I've seen you, you know, I've seen you cuss bitches out, like call them fucking bitches before.
Well, I didn't say a word because I knew better.
Have you ever gotten a fight, Janie? Like a girl on girl fight?
Yeah, hold on, Mom.
Cat fight?
Mom. There was almost a cat fight.
Yes, I did.
Fuck yeah.
Mom, there was almost a cat fight at Uncle Jerry's one time.
Yeah, I just said, yeah.
between you and who?
We won't go into this.
Oh, my God. Mom, we can't go into it, but God, I wish we could, because it's absolutely just fucking...
I know. I could straight drama out of her.
Did any of the neighborhood wives get on you for banging their husbands back in the day?
Mom, my mom didn't bang any of anybody's husbands.
Oh, okay, like Monty and all them.
My mom's husband was doing the banging.
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
So, Mom, during that,
so they even left their watch and earrings on my nightstand. How you like that?
Oh, did you pawn them?
No. We just gonna have to be careful. But my mom, we were at my Uncle Jerry's house, and we were all as
that's a different story. Yeah,
I don't even know about. I thought I knew the story about the one at Uncle Jerry's house where you may have caught somebody doing some bad stuff, and it was not. It was one of our friends' wives.
No, she was saying that the chicks that so and so was with was leaving their jewelry at her house.
Yeah, on the nightstand.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
They were supposed to be watching you when I was at a sorority convention.
Oh, so you're saying, Mom, one of your girlfriends came over to the house to watch me, and they ended up with their watch and earrings on your nightstand.
Yeah.
Did you beat her ass?
No, I just... had a few choice words, and
now did you? Now the Uncle Jerry story. Am I right? Am I on the right path of where that is?
Yeah, but that was me, not her.
Oh, you're the one that got accused for being naughty, and you were being naughty.
I was not trying to be naughty.
But you were.
But ooh. Somebody was trying to be... No, what, didn't somebody force themselves on you?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not cool.
Yeah, and you had to, like, beat the guy off of you. And then
practically,
And then you came out and told my dad...
No, his wife came in and...
This is the shit I grew up with.
No kidding.
Hold on.
Me across the face. And I'm like, wait a minute. So I went after her.
So listen to this.
Now we know why you're so normal, Bubba.
Let me tell you the story. So my mom and my entire family is at Uncle Jerry's because he's the only one that had a swimming pool, right?
Okay.
So we all migrated over there. Right. We actually had a really nice swimming pool.
Okay.
And so my dad had... had a friend of his that he went to high school with from Wisconsin, and his wife come visit us in Warsaw.
Mm-hmm.
And we all go over to Uncle Jerry's house to swim. Well, my mom is in the bathroom or something, changing into her bathing suit, and the dude, my dad's friend, comes in there and starts like trying to really...
get up on them jugs?
Yeah, didn't he try to get up on them jugs?
He pulled my bathing suit bottom down.
Whoa.
Trying to get up on them pubes. He's trying to face fuck you. And so he pulled it down, and just after he pulled it down, she walked in, right?
Yeah, and I'm trying to pull him back up.
Well, Mom, you know on the surface that doesn't look good for you.
Well, I know, but this person happened to be quite a big man.
No, I know he's a very large man.
And
so she comes in, and automatically all she sees is your panties down.
Accuses me, yeah.
And she slaps you across the face.
Yeah, and man, I had a fit because it wasn't even my freaking fault.
So Blitz, we're swimming,
mm-hmm.
And all we do is
Marco.
Oh no,
hello.
We just hear all this commotion, and they all come, all the adults come running out of the house up to the pool. And us kids, we don't have any idea.
Yeah, yeah.
All I know is Mom says, get in the car now.
Oh, wow.
Get in the car now. And we had to load up, wet bathing suits and all, and get the hell out of there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now, they were staying at our house, weren't they?
They left. Yeah, but they left quite promptly.
I mean, they came right to the house, packed up, and left. Did they not?
Well, I didn't go home. No, she yelled at your dad to take her back to the house. She was leaving. So then the man went back too, and they left before I would even go home.
What did Kong do to you?
He didn't say anything.
UPO Brando, 1,000 stars.
He was probably banging her. Who knows?
Yeah, he was mad. She was leaving.
Yeah, no kidding. Now look what you've done. You sent them away.
Yeah, I was getting some ass.
Yeah.
Did he ever try to get you to swing or anything?
No.
Well, she answered that with no.
Right.
No. You should have tried it, Mom. No. You should have tried it. You might have liked it.
I don't think so.
But, Mom, didn't you have a lesbian experience with you-know-who?
No, I've never.
Mom,
no.
We all know.
No, that that is an understatement.
Are you a scissor sister?
Well, here's the deal. She had her best friend in high school. Hold on, Anna. You're a girl, okay?
I am.
Her best friend in high school.
Confirmed.
And they were best friends. I mean best friends to the point where when my mom's mom died, when my mom was 15. My mom went to go stay with her family.
Yeah.
Like, that was the family that raised her.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't think they didn't do something.
Oh, went to, like, live with her.
Though. Yeah, my mom lived with her. Yeah.
Okay.
So what better way to do a lappy-lappy Smurf deal when you got, like, a new sister that's not really related to you?
Fuck your sister. I watch stepsister porn all the time.
No, she was... She had a serious boyfriend then.
Yeah, well, then...
That's called a beard.
Right. She had a beard back then.
Yeah.
And then she, went on to be very successful. Very, very, very... Like, Mom, right? Very successful.
Yes, yes.
Master's degree, PhD. Like, I mean, she was, very...
You could have been with her.
Very successful. And then she came back to Warsaw, and you and her... She was living in Los Angeles or something, and you guys drove out there, or just you and her did like a girly road trip, did you not?
No, I flew out there to ride back with her because she was moving back to Warsaw.
Yeah, from L.A. to Warsaw, Indiana, Anna. And this girl is a Lappy Laffy Smurf, my mom's best friend. And they stopped like in Vegas.
But no, then she was married then. The Lappy Lappy Smurf was before, and then she decided she wasn't. And then she decided she was. But that was an understanding because I said, hey, I'm not going to.
Say I'm not a Lappy Lappy Smurf. Say it.
Yeah, I'm not going to go on a road trip with you. I respect you and everything and love you. But if you want to be a lesbian, fine. But does that involve me? And she said, no, you know, you just don't do that with everybody.
Scout and Bingo, $20 cash. Come clean, Janie Cakes.
So mom,
I love it. I love it.
So, Mom, do you think that she was trying to do the Lappy Lappy Smurf on you?
No, never, never.
Do what?
The Lappy Lappy Smurf.
So when you guys drove all the way from L.A. to Warsaw, she never...
It was his?
Nothing.
No.
Strap-on?
No, because at that time...
They didn't make out, but they did use a strap-on.
No, we did not. She at that time she was into men.
Oh, okay.
So
oh, that
she
week
tried to pick up men at every stop at every bar.
God,
with men.
Oh, yeah. She did.
What a fucking horn dog.
Oh yeah.
No, did she pick up any? Like any? I bet you she was probably sucking some cowboys off in the truck, wasn't she?
Ooh. Well, I'm not saying nothing.
That's a yes. That's a yes all day.
I'm not saying nothing. Mom, did you suck off any cowboys in the truck?
I had two children at that time at home. I'm not saying nothing. Let's go on to something else. Isn't it about time that you go off the air now?
Yeah. It pretty much
is. Do you have to poop?
It is.
Do I have to poop? No.
No.
How, Mom, at 75, do you poop daily?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
I mean, are they nice? Are they
I'm very, very regular. No Barbie boots. Just very regular.
Nice. You know, now do you poop in the pool bathroom or do you like, where do you poop?
No, in my bathroom.
You like to poop in your bathroom.
Right. And Jeff can only poop in the pool bathroom because he gets all yipped up everywhere else.
I like to poop.
Did you say yipped up?
Yipped. That's another Janie Cakes term.
What's that?
Yipped up means you're freaked out. Like you're,
yeah.
You know,
oh, I thought he just gets like literally shit everywhere.
No, no. Yipped up means.
No.
Like she'll say, man, he's all yipped up.
Yeah.
That means like you're all freaked out. Like, you know, mad.
But he has like explosive diarrhea.
He poops 5 times a day.
He shits 5 times. For real.
Yeah, man, it's like
try some fiber sometime.
Now, what are you guys having for dinner? Are you making? Do you make dinner now nightly, or do you guys go out to eat? Because you're so.
Last night we made goulash, and we.
That's why he's shitting 5 times a day.
I
cook. I mean, he cooks. We cook.
Mom, you don't cook shit. He cooks. First of all, he makes your breakfast for you every morning. Does he not?
Well, I haven't been eating because I've been kind of trying to lose some weight.
Oh, you are?
Oh, you're on a diet.
You know what would really make you lose some weight? Get your big ass on that fucking trike.
I can't. And Mike talked about my trike, too, and he said, you can't pedal that.
Oh, come on.
That's too hard.
No, he's going to give you one with a fucking motor on it, which, you know, at that point, you might as well just be riding your golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
No, because...
You can burn some calories by fucking...
Yeah, Mom, once you start fucking some more, you know, that burns off like 500 calories.
You could burn some calories by fucking off.
We need that drop so bad.
Oh, JD Cakes, you're the best.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I love you so much, Mama. You don't have any idea how much I love you.
I love you.
I fuff him. Say it. I fuff him.
I fuff him.
I fuff him.
I fuff me. I fuff me awful.
All right. Well, listen. I got to be at the Monster Truck Show all weekend long, and then I got to be in Orlando the next weekend. But
is Janie going to the Monster Truck Show?
No. What do we? What's our plan? What's our plans for Thanksgiving, Tara's?
Yeah.
Do I need to do anything?
No. Turkey dressing, mashed potatoes, gravy.
Scallop potatoes.
And you know what?
Mom, don't fuck me on the scallops.
You don't have scalloped potatoes at Thanksgiving.
No, you're not. I thought that was kind of weird too, but I was going to let it go.
All right, so we're going to have turkey dressing, mashed potatoes, corn casserole, green bean casserole.
Gravy. Oh, yeah.
Gravy.
And pie. And we have scalloped potatoes at Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck.
And you know what? I'm glad I found out because I thought you were going to kind of come over today. So I got chicken out last night and I was going to make chicken and noodles for you, but I didn't do it because the chicken didn't thaw, so you weren't coming anyway.
How about I come early next week? Because I'd love to get some of those. My mom makes the best chicken and homemade noodles. Mm. Oh, my God.
I bet.
Mm. And mashed potatoes with butter.
Oh. Yes. I mean, even though you're an old goat, you can still cook.
Jesus. Yeah, when I want to.
Yeah. All right, so we're having Thanksgiving at Tara's house. Anytime, like, you know, do you know when I'm supposed to show up or what? Do you want me to bring anything?
Just make sure your phone's charged so you can do content.
Oh,
all
Mom,
day.
Can we go live on Facebook?
Yeah, content all
and
day.
YouTube.
Yeah, Tyler's going to do YouTube DP. While Bubba does Facebook.
No, I'll just probably go live on Facebook. But my mom hates when I go live sometimes. Tara hates it the most.
They love it.
Tara hates it the most. But Tyler, maybe we can play Mexican Train.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
It's Domino's.
He loves it.
Mom, what's Mexican Train? I don't think I have the. I don't think I could sit through it. Could I?
No.
Oh, you could.
You mean I gotta add this shit up?
Do I gotta add shit up?
No, somebody to add it for you.
Okay. You got a helper?
I early next week. You know, Monday. I'll look at my schedule. But let me plan. I'll plan on coming and picking up those chicken and noodles.
Oh, you guys gotta
hang out. The fire pit.
In the fire pit, yes. I got to pick up. Yeah, she got this badass fire pit blitz.
Right.
The one with glass beads.
It's huge.
Propane.
Yeah, propane and propane accessories. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Larry Plummer's coming down for the Bubba Army royalty party.
I know. He told me.
So, Janie Cakes is going to be there too, right?
Yes, Janie Cakes is
fantastic.
Absolutely. Tara's going to be there.
Great.
Tyler's going to be there.
Mike's going to be there.
Yeah, all of everybody. So anyway, I love you.
I love you too.
You're the best, Janie Cakes.
I love all you guys.
We love you too.
I love you.
Love you, Janie Cakes.
Go on, love on Jeff and his cock.
Mom, give Eddie.
Jesus, what the fuck?
Mom, why don't you give Ed?
I'm not gonna face fuck him. So there.
Waiting by the golf cart, shining it up.
Mom, you know he's listening. What if he walked in right now and go?
He just took you.
And he just fucking, you know, aggressively took you.
Bent you over the dining room table.
Oh. Well,
it happens to Lemmy every now and then.
She goes, I don't know. I can't even think about that. That shit's never happened.
Think about that. Right?
I don't know that he's ever aggressively taken you. He's not an aggressive man.
No.
He needs to.
Yeah. Get on his
show. Maybe that's what you're looking for to be taken. You know.
My God. I'm probably going to get raped now.
Yeah.
Jeff, get in there.
Tie that bitch up.
Jeff, we got you. We got her all lathered up. Jeff, just come in there now. Jeff, I know you've never wanted to take my mom aggressively, but she's asking for it right now.
Yes, she is.
If this door opens, I'm going to shit my pants.
That's a way to get out of rape yourself.
Man, nobody wants to fuck a shitter.
Shitty pants, poopy pants girl.
Be like, Ed, you can't rape me. I just shit my pants. You can't rape me.
Oh, God.
All right, well, listen, I love you.
I love you more. I love you awful.
I'll call you a little bit, all right?
You're the best, Janie. Have a great
weekend.
Bye, Janie.
Have a good one.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Holy shit.
Oh.
That was funny.
I got the coolest fucking mom in the history of moms.
I hope you do go see her next week.
No, I am, especially if she's making me homemade chicken and noodles.
There you go.
And the mashed potatoes with butter.
Oh, fuck. I don't think I should do that because it could be like a violation, Willie. So we could just say, I fuff he.
Yeah, I fuff you.
And I fuff her.
What is the awful? What is that?
Oh, I love you awful.
Yeah.
It's like
meaning
a lot.
Like it's like I just fucking love you awful.
Yeah, like so much.
Oh, okay.
You want me to show you?
No.
Like Blitz likes you awful.
Oh.
Not so much anymore.
I don't know.
Is that attraction decreasing with every guy from fucking Canada that comes in for friends only?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Hey, don't forget you can go to BubbaArmyStore.com and get these Let's Go Brandon shirts. I don't know if I'm going to reprint them or not.
I meant to ask your mom if she would wear one.
Oh, the fuck she wouldn't wear one. She already wants one.
I know.
And she wants one, what it really means.
Yeah.
Like she said, don't put the handicap. I'm not trying to fucking hide what it means to her.
Right.
Right.
She'll just say straight out, fuck Joe Biden.
Biden.
You need to bring her one next week.
Fuck Joe. That Janie Cakes all day would do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, man. Blitz, over, right. Over and out, everybody. Love
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Fuffy.